This is the official podcast of the Academy for Women in Academic Emergency Medicine Anniversary Interviews, celebrating 10 years of progress. This is your host, Michelle Lin, and this week we speak with Dr. Elizabeth Goldberg, Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine at Brown, who has been a member of AWEM since she was a resident, and she shares her thoughts on how instrumental AWEM has been to her career trajectory. Tell me a little bit about where you are right now in your career and how you got there.
First of all, thank you for doing this interview. AWEM is very special to me and has meant a lot to my career. I'm an assistant professor in emergency medicine and also health services policy and practice at Brown University. And I'm an attending physician at our pediatric hospital, Hasbro Children's, as well as our two of our adult hospitals, Miriam Hospital and Rhode Island Hospital.
Great. And when did you first get involved with AWEM?
I first got involved in AWEM because multiple faculty members at Brown were involved in AWEM, and they were looking for someone to help with the didactics for SAEM. And I've been a friend for a long time with Esther Chu and Neha Rocker, and they both thought that that would be an ideal role for me to take on. And I've learned so much by helping AWEM with their didactics and being the chair of didactics and then the VP of Education overseeing didactics.
Great. And how has AWEM specifically affected your career?
So I think it's really important as a woman in a field that's still male-dominated to know that there's other women like you, role models that have also had children, that have also had maybe the same challenges you've had in your career, and who've come out of it stronger and well respected, and have created a professional life for themselves that they're proud of. And so for me, joining AWEM let me be close to all these other wonderful women who acted as mentors, both as peer mentors and as mentors much further along in their career. So when I first started working on didactics, I was a co-chair together with Neha Rocker, and we mainly collated the ideas of the group. AWEM is a very collaborative group of women, and we always had a brainstorming session where people would come up with ideas that they'd either heard at other conferences or other de novo ideas, and we would talk about, well, who would be a great speaker for that idea, and has this been featured recently, and would it benefit our membership if we talked about this particular topic? And so I was mainly involved with the writing and collating of those ideas very early on in my career when I didn't have as much experience, and acted as a moderator, and sort of it helped me get my feet wet at these conferences. And then one year, Esther Chu, and this is my second year on the didactic committee, Esther Chu suggested that we do a pre-conference curriculum, and I didn't really yet know what we were getting ourselves into, but it turned out that was four to 5 hours of didactics that we have now, it's now in its third year that we've done this pre-conference curriculum, and I had the opportunity to serve as a moderator, and it was, I think it was really helpful to other junior faculty and even mid-career faculty to meet with these other group of women and kind of benefit from what I was getting from AWEM all along in a very small period of time on the day before the conference started. And so that's one of the things that I was involved with, together with a huge group of other people that I'm proud of.
That's great. And that's the Women's Faculty Development Program that's prior to SAEM every year, is that right?
It's a, AWEM-specific pre-conference.
Super. Can you point to other AWEM initiatives that have been impactful in the careers of members?
So I think there's two things that I can think of. The awards, the AWEM awards that we give out are really important. I think women need to be recognized for all this wonderful work they're doing, and they're not always their own greatest cheerleaders, and they might not step up the plate and nominate themselves, but through this AWEM award process. There's a lot of means in place for others to nominate you. And I think it's really important when it comes to promotion and to others knowing your worth that you receive these types of awards from a national organization. So we have a really robust awards committee that does really terrific work, and we review dozens of women's CVs and letters to make these awards happen. And I think it's incredible that all these women in emergency medicine are giving their free time to do that kind of review as a service to other women in our profession, and that's sort of what AWEM stands for. The other thing that I can point to that we're developing now is the Letter Writers Bureau. So we've recognized that I'm in a place at Brown where we have something like 40% of our faculty are women, but many other women in academia do not have that big raft of other women to grow with in their own institution. And so through the Letter Writers Bureau, you have the opportunity that if you're going up for promotion to ask someone else from AWEM that is an associate professor or full professor to write that important letter of reference for you for promotion. And so that definitely fulfills a need. And again, it has a lot to do with our mission at AWEM, which is to promote women in academics.
Absolutely. Can you describe, in your experience, how leadership and women-focused professional organizations is considered, for example, for academic advancement or promotion?
I think it's really important to be not only involved locally, but also on a national level. And AWEM is actually the largest academy within SAEM, and so you have the potential, if you're involved with AWEM, to touch a lot of people throughout the country and not only inspire other women, but it should also allow you to get recognized for this work that you're doing on the national stage. And I know for me, being in the role of chair of didactics and then VP of education, where I developed several hours of didactics together with the other women at AWEM that were then heard by women and men nationally, that was important for me in the promotions process. And it was a very non-intimidating way to get involved with a national organization, because there were other women in that group that I had already known and had mentored me throughout residency, and also helped me when there were challenges, and made me realize that it can be tough to be a woman in academics and emergency medicine, but there's also lots of benefits, and there's a huge community.
Great. How do you anticipate the professional needs of women in academic emergency medicine will change in the next 10 years?
That's such a great question. I see a lot of positive change in the last decade alone. I think there has been huge recognition that in medicine, we are still putting up a lot of barriers for women of color and white women and people of different backgrounds, transgender people. We have not fully embraced everyone yet. And there finally is this movement to make this positive change. And so I'm actually really optimistic about what the future will bring, not just for women in academics, but women that go into the community and other female doctors. In terms of what I think the challenges are, I think all physicians currently are challenged by the amount of administrative work that we do in our daily jobs. And there's not a lot of conversation about how we can solve that problem. But all of us went into medicine to treat the patient and to be caregivers. And that seems like it has become very little of what we do sometimes. So I think with the growth of the electronic health record and the increasing regulatory requirements, we're really going to need to tackle that burden.
Definitely. How have you perceived gender to affect your own career development?
I have three children. I have a 14-month-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And I had my first couple months before I became chief resident at Brown, and then the two others as an attending. And I think every single time after I've had a child, there's been this period of reflection of, you know, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Am I there enough for my children? Am I doing important enough work professionally to continue along this path? And fortunately, I've always come out of it thinking, yes, this work that I'm doing professionally is important, and it's important for my children to see that. And I've been able to kind of reconcile all of those questions that come up in the postpartum period. And I think there are just unique challenges that women have that aren't necessarily experienced by men, and we need to recognize them instead of feeling like women and men are equal. We need to sort of embrace the fact that women need additional support. And one of the terrific things I've seen is, I know that the Harvard program has scholarships to help young women that want to be physician scientists and give them additional grant support for a research assistant or administrative help. And so there are some really terrific forward-thinking programs that are currently in place, and I think we need to strive to embrace those more and recognize there's some unique challenges with being a woman in medicine.
Great. And how has involvement in AWEM translated into greater gender equity in your own work environment?
I think having so many women on our faculty involved with AWEM has really, really made Brown be forward thinking about how to embrace women in the workplace. And we've recently created a salary equity task force and really started to ask some really some tough questions surrounding how our department is run and how questions about physician salaries. And I think this isn't being done yet nationally. And Brown has received an AWEM award for being the department that most supports women in academic emergency medicine. And so I know having so many members at Brown that are part of these national conversations has improved our department's culture, and I think that speaks to the value of AWEM.
Great. What career accomplishment would you say that you're most proud of?
I can honestly say that I am just proud to be a physician. That's not something I ever took for granted. I didn't have parents that were physicians, and I've known from a very young age that I wanted to go into medicine. And there were definitely times where I doubted my abilities to become a physician, and it was a very, very happy day when I matched into emergency medicine, which is the specialty I always saw myself in. So I think it's easy in a really excellent department such as what I'm in to feel like what you're doing is not enough and that you should always take on more, but in the end, I think we as physicians have really important skills, and even if on that day we can just be a physician and not put on all of our other hats and be the triple threat, I think we need to be proud of what we do.
Great. Tell me a little bit about your research and what your goals are.
So I recently finished a postdoctoral research fellowship in aging, and it really opened my eyes to a lot of changes that we can still make in for our geriatric patients in emergency medicine. And I'm really excited to delve more into that research and advance the science in falls and injury prevention and make our EDs more age-friendly, because I think there's a growing movement led by Chris Carpenter and Ulo Wang to kind of create a safer, better place for our older adults who are often our most critically ill patients. And I'm really excited to be part of that movement and just create an evidence base surrounding it.
It's great, really important work. What piece of advice would you give to a younger version of yourself or an AWIM member at an earlier stage of your career that perhaps you didn't know before?
You have an incredible skill being a woman physician, and you also have a lot of people around you that are invested in your success. And I think it's just so important to get involved with national organizations for that reason. You can compare what people are doing at other institutions. You can find people that you really connect with and stay in touch with over the years who will really act as mentors, and you can collaborate with them on research projects and other policy-oriented work. And you yourself might be a mentor to younger people and really find your worth in that role. So I think my advice to a younger version of myself and to younger people in emergency medicine is just reach out to AWEM or to whatever academy or national group you feel speaks to you, and just show up.
Please name three other AWEM members who we should interview. Perhaps one around your career stage, one who's a little bit more junior, and one who's more senior.
So Esther Chu was a mentor and still is a mentor to me, and you probably already interviewed her, but she is incredible and has such great wisdom to impart, so she would be someone. Neha Rocker was my co-chair of didactics, and she's the VP of education now for AWEM, and has such incredible energy and has really been a leader in this pre-conference curriculum for AWEM, so she would be a wonderful person to interview. And then Tracy Mattson. So these are all former or current Brown University faculty. And Tracy just recently received a K to do some really important work on stroke and gender, and is our director of stroke at Brown. And so she's a leader and really bright and someone I really look up to.
Perfect. Well, we'll be sure to look out for these outstanding women. Thank you so much again, Dr. Elizabeth Goldberg, for your time and your insights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again for tuning in. Join us next week for our interview with Dr. Stephanie Abule, who's been a leader and advocate for women in medicine for over 25 years. See you next time.